This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I've got something on the way from Boyd's right now. When that gets here, I'm going to be taking today's firearms. You are going to see a shotgun unlike any you've ever seen before. Trust me on that one. And it's all half of it's going to be the Boyd's Gunstock. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, last week, let me explain to you what's been going on here. Okay. Where I live is a double whammy for me. The area that I live in has the worst infrastructure. I have done everything I can to make sure that I have power in the house, and everything that runs this show is plugged up into this gigantic battery backup system that would last for 6 hours if the power goes out. So that would mean that the internet would continue too, because I use an internet interface called a BRIC, B-R-I-C. Except when the internet here, the internet coming into the house, when it starts to fluctuate, then that becomes an issue. Because If I'm doing the show and all of a sudden in mid sentence everything just goes what? Well, then the resulting silence is something that, you know, Genesis is in the business of doing radio. They're not in the business of selling silence. So, that's what that's about in the interest of continuity, doing stuff like that. Also, the other problem is that there's a lot of mold in the house I live in currently, so it really affects me a lot. And I have to use a lot of things. Go see a doctor every now and again, and I just got done going through a regimen of, and I feel better. I do feel better. But I also have a few things upgraded today again. Before long, I'm going to live in a state-of-the-art studio. It's going to be so good that I may not have to show up. It may just do it itself. But that's what's been going on. That's what's been going on. Last week, the best player on the left's team, unfortunately for us, was Jeff Lake. He is always good to, he can be counted on to aid and comfort the enemy when the stakes are high. Whenever Trump says something controversial, Flake seems always to be available to the press to throw Trump under the bus. When the left does something completely unthinkable, Flake seems to be around to legitimize the left's lunacy. And late last week, Flake gave the left exactly what they wanted by delaying the Supreme Court nomination process. That's the very purpose behind these baseless Kavanaugh accusations, to delay. After all, delay. And Flake folded up like a cheap suit. His treachery is so predictable that it almost makes you suspect he has a cultural Marxist handler, and that his disloyalty is less a matter of stupidity than by design. You hear the throat happening. So, late Friday night, some left-wing radical screeched hysterically and aggressively at Jeff Lake in a Capitol building elevator. And Jeff Lake blinked, a lot and buckled, as he always does, to come to the Left's rescue in the 25th hour and perhaps change the course of history. And that was a likely staged event in a Capitol building elevator. It was perfectly representative of the fundamentally neo-Marxist hashtag MeToo movement. Radical left-wing nutjobs want to be able to shout down and berate like the entitled crybabies that they are, white men and white people and whoever else opposes their radical agenda, until we all simply crumble under the weight of their rage and hysterics. And it is the hashtag MeToo movement, not so much rape itself, that is all about power. Leftists enjoy bullying their political foes, terrorizing the innocent, most of all controlling the political climate and the political process. They always have. The hashtag MeToo movement is a little more than a weapon of the political left, and the left-wing cultural Marxist power structure is still trying desperately to bludgeon Kavanaugh's nomination to death with it. The hashtag MeToo movement, like political correctness before it, along with a number of other left-wing movements, and like systems of control, are not only weapons used to terrorize ordinary people for having the wrong thoughts, or the wrong friends, or for committing venial sins, excuse me. And listen, by the way, when I say the wrongs, I'm saying in their viewpoint, the wrongs. But also effective ways for corrupt power plays to protect and secure their own power. Because you'll notice that the cultural Marxist oligarchs are not looking at Keith Ellison. No. The last thing they want or need is ideological foes with equal wealth or power. One of the reasons they hate Trump so much is Trump doesn't care. And that's where you win these fights with these people, by not caring. When they ensure ideological uniformity at the top, it is a way for the Western power players to safeguard their own power. And that's what political correctness and the hashtag MeToo movement they're also largely about, controlling processes and the ascension of power. They are filtering mechanisms, the modern West's own sick version of the North Korean Songbun, or a loyalty to the regime. And Christians, conservative whites, and especially white racists are the lowest tier. Make no mistake. These filtering devices, these illegitimate systems of social and political control, are well-disguised tools for cultural Marxists to keep their ideological adversary out of power. They don't want or accept fellow power players who don't share their value. That is why they're trying to oust Donald Trump from power by any means necessary. That's why Silicon Valley executives are occasionally being driven from power for donating to the wrong causes. And that's why big tech is waging a war on the dissident right. Because according to the left, our views are fundamentally illegitimate. And we must not be permitted to really influence society. Never mind, of course, that we are society. Leftism, in its modern form, is a fundamentally totalitarian ideology. This is why they want broad restrictions on speech and conduct. And speech and conduct is another way of saying gun ownership, because conduct is ownership. The broader the restrictions, the broader their control. So if everyday sins are now unpardonable and disqualify individuals from ascending to power, the less control over the assumption of power is near absolute. Well, it is until we step in and do something about it. That's our biggest problem. And us being armed is a big issue for that. They don't want to recognize that. So, you know, if you tweet something offensive about non-whites in your distant, in your past, you know, you're unfit. Join the wrong advocacy group, unfit. Now you can add made a woman uncomfortable at some point in your life to that list. And that's not even something Kavanaugh was proven to have done. But listening to the accusation, he exposed himself. Did anybody besides me grow up in the 70s and the 80s? Come of age in that time? Does anybody know what that era was like? That was happening all over the place. People would inadvertently expose themselves when they'd be mooning the opposite team. But, you know. Never mind. Whether Flake is an actual agent of the left or simply a useful idiot remains to be seen. But whatever happened, he crumbled when we needed him the most. It's good to see you go, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Okay. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Yes, yes, yes. Boyd's Gun Stock will do all that. It also will revitalize a weapon that you may have thought, hey, this one has seen better days. This gives it a whole new life. Check it out. Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Starting today, the FBI is collecting evidence, and they're going to report back to the Senate what they find out in any discrepancies in the testimony in both Kavanaugh and Christine Ford. In the course of their hurry-up, full-field effort, very interesting heretofore hidden information previously posted on social media sites will be captured and reviewed. Additionally, any electronic information discussing how to orchestrate such a shameful last-minute attack as in emails to destroy a human being will be reviewed and analyzed. There can be no compromise on that point thanks to Senator Graham's historic moment. He said, if you wanted an FBI investigation, you could have come to us. What you want to do is destroy this guy's life, hold this seat open, and hope you win in 2020. You've said that, not me. America will live through this week-long FBI sprint trying to shed as much light on the infamous he said, she said moment in American history. Now, Kavanaugh has furnished all the documents that he could, including his summer of 82 contemporaneous personal calendars. Which, who kept those? This dude was thorough. I couldn't tell you from day to day what I did in 1982. I was 21 years old. His submission was then used against him by a U.S. senator, apparently making it up as he was going along. Brian York reports in the Washington Examiner, on Friday morning after Thursday's testimony, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse produced an enlarged poster of the calendar entry and laid out the Democratic theory. So, examining the calendars from the summer of 1982 that Kavanaugh gave the committee days earlier, they focused on an entry for July 1st, 1982, 36 years and 3 months ago. Most notably, if the July the 1st party were the event at which Ford claimed she was assaulted, what about Timmy, Tom, Bernie, and Ski? They are, respectively, Kavanaugh high school friends, Tim Gaudette, Tom Kane, Bernie McCarthy, and Chris Garrett. What might they know about what took place? In the July the 1st party were the event in question, the presence of Garrett would be especially noteworthy. In her testimony, Ford said she was going out with Garrett at that time in the summer of 1982. And today, she remembers him well. We're now living in the moment that the Democrats strive for. Yeah. Because with the FBI involved, the awesome power of the computer forensic tools of our 21st century surveillance state will become engaged. Now, breaking down that day in July is not the point here, though it should be and probably will be looked into. The real point is that Judge Kavanaugh's calendar is now part of the investigation, but turnabout is fair play. What about all the earlier reported erased social media accounts of Christine Ford? Since she initially posted and now disappeared information on her social media accounts, she should have no expectation of privacy. And likewise, without any earlier biographical information she posted about her professional titles. More than a few of our elected officials have a very nasty character trait in that everyone is expendable and they're keeping power. Senators and congressmen are protected by the speech and debate clause of the Constitution that gives protection for our elected legislators to pretty much say anything that pops into their heads, and they get to remain judgment-proof if you didn't already know that. Everyone else who is not an elected representative is expendable and may face significant legal peril if they lie to the Senate or furnish false information. This is not an abstract debating point because Grassley recently fired a momentous legal shot against anyone who lied to a Senate committee via the Washington Times. Such acts are not only unfair, they are potentially illegal. It is illegal to make materially false, fictitious, or fraudulent statements to congressional investigators. It is illegal to obstruct committee investigations. this vicious assault on Kavanaugh got what they asked for. Now the FBI is involved. And now the sun comes up. Transparency is about to, we're about to see that. And there may be some possible legal payback in this. Many are speculating that after the FBI finishes their week-long investigation, we're not going to know any more than we did after the hearing. And I bet that is especially true for Kavanaugh. His words personify the truth as the truth. However, many of his nasty enemies and one of the ugliest conspiracies in American history, their day of reckoning may be coming up very shortly. This, okay. I've never been a fair play person when it comes to politics. Politics is war. Politics are war. And getting out there and saying, well, the president was elected, so he gets to have whatever he wants. That may be the way things were done, Lindsay. But you have found out they're not the way things are going to be done. You were expected to vote, and to vote often, for Kagan and Sotomayor. And your buddies on the other side, they're not playing by the same playbook. And you have finally figured that out. Now, this should be an exciting day for us. But this is also, this, you know, they're never going to give this up. Although, I say that, and on the other hand, I'd be willing to bet that it's a 50-50 chance that after he is confirmed, all this goes away. I'm searching memory, and if any of you know about this, somebody should let me know. But I'm trying to remember if a Supreme Court judge has ever been impeached. Associate Justice or whatever. I can't in my memory bring that up. I don't remember that ever happening. So all of this talk that they're doing, and these guys are telegraphing, when we take control of the House, we're going to do this. Ask yourself a question, America. Do you like what's going on right now? Do you like the way things are going right now? Do you like the direction we're going in? Or do you want to go back to where we were? To where we were headed, the socialistic. I mean, we're having to fight our way out of the gutter. We want to give up the fight now that we're landing some body blows on them, because this will be a body blow when he is confirmed. Think about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Senate will hold a vote on Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination this week. The senator also said today on the floor,
the ranking Democrat on the committee first heard from Dr. Ford on July the 30th. Did our colleague alert the chairman so the committee could do due diligence in a confidential way consistent with Dr. Ford's wishes? No. She did not. Did she discreetly raise the issue with Judge Kavanaugh during her private meeting with him on August the 20th? She didn't do that either.
The White House did authorize the FBI to expand their investigation into anyone who it feels is necessary regarding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. President Trump is on the road again doing one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Tennessee. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. Senator Chris Murphy put this on Twitter the other day. Amazing how proud he is to advertise that the NRA calls all the shots. Stakes are clear this November. If you want the gun lobby in charge of gun policy, vote Republican. If you want to do something about violence in America, vote him out. Donald Trump got out there and put out a tweet. I'm looking into 3D plastic guns being sold to the public. Already spoke to NRA. Doesn't seem to make much sense. Is anybody actually selling those things to anybody? And is anybody actually buying them? There's a lesson to be learned here about giving gun grabbers an inch. And the big problem for me is that so many Republicans appear completely incapable of learning it. So coming from the desk of David Kodria, we have this. See, the other day, Connecticut Democrat Senator Chris Murphy, who will be the next Feinstein, said Republicans need to be scared of our movement. If they don't see us being coordinated, and they don't see us having the ability to mobilize voters and donors, they're not going to be that scared.
If they're scared, he surmises, if they see Democrats have turned citizen disarmament into a politically winning issue, more of them will turn their backs on gun owners and start voting with the gun grabbers. And there may be a point to that based on what we saw happen in Florida and in Vermont and elsewhere. It's an observable truth that no Democrat can actually be pro-gun, but the Republican alternative is becoming increasingly problematic. All those grand promises that were made by the staunch defenders of the Second Amendment in order to get elected have turned out to be sort of empty. And as for advancing gun owner interests, anybody see any movement of national concealed carry reciprocity or on hearing protection? Now, to be fair, that has come out of the House, and it's in the Senate now, and you can see what they're up to. Murphy and his fellow gun grabbers, however, are mobile, and if nothing else, they are politically savvy. They've identified where they can apply some nudges to change the political landscape and spook the faint-hearted Republicans to bolt and or switch sides. If you think I'm kidding about this, just look at what Flake did when somebody yelled at him the other day. I'm a rape survivor. If I had been standing in the space that Flake occupied, everybody would have thought I was a sociopath, because I would have been, I'm real sorry to hear that. Now get out of the way before this takes off one of your limbs, lady. Who let her get this close to me? Now, a lot of Republicans have allied themselves with prominent gun-grabbing politicians and groups. Democrats, of course, Hillary Clinton and every town are representative examples to urge donors to target candidates they call the NR8, National Rifle Association A-rated representatives in districts that Clinton won. This October the 5th, there will be a coordinated 24-hour fundraising blitz with a spike in gun control ads this election cycle, and that's nothing short of political psychological warfare. And those behind it will crow like hell if they can pull it off and use that to further erode resolve in remaining red districts. Some gun owners will say, bring it on, bring it. We're not going to vote our way out of this anyway. I'm not one of them. I think that is the silliest approach because the once that happens, then it's going to be harder to pull it back. And if they're signifying, yeah, we're going to have to go to a civil war, a lot of these people don't know what they're talking about when it comes to that. Nobody should want to see that. Nobody should want to see that. Serial compromises and betrayals that demotivate a growing number of constituents ought to be what really scares Republicans. How stupid do some of them need to be not to realize that they can abandon all principles and act like Democrats, and at the end of the day, they'll still be attacked as fascists and Nazis and racists and haters by the Democrats. All that they have done is alienate, you know, the one group that they should want to like them, their base, they've alienated them. Meanwhile, the enemy, that is those who would see you disarmed and destroyed if you resist. They're organized, coordinated, and well-financed. And that's what it will take to engage them on the ideological battlefield. It'll work that way in the meat space, too. Meat, M-E-A-T, space. This is the battlefield. And it won't be anywhere near as easy, and things will get really scary at that point for a lot of people. Money and advertising is not going to push gun grabbing. Apathy and complacency will aid and abet it. That is where they will gain ground. And they're never going to quit, and they're always going to be fighting to gain ground. This fight with Kavanaugh, this is all about that. This is all about that because Kavanaugh and his colleagues, his originalist colleagues in the Supreme Court, would vacate a whole lot of things they want to see passed. Because they look at Heller and they say, Heller is the blueprint that we're going to go by. Gorsuch did it. Alito does it. Thomas does it. Roberts would do it. And with Kavanaugh in place, everybody's doing it. Everybody's there. All the gang's all there. to sit back and listen. I don't want to. I don't want you to think that I'm going to sit back and say I'm not ready for that if that happens. I'll tell you this right now. None of us are really ready for this if this happens. Although I may be, and physically versus the mental part of it. The physical part would be the hard part for me. The mental part would be the hard part for the people who've never been in that. And that's a real component of it. That is a real serious component of it. So, you know, David's term, meat space, I like it. I like it because in a modern battlefield, a lot of people get chopped into meat. And we should avoid that at all costs. We should, you know, we should do things as civilly as we possibly can. And at the same time, we need to admit to ourselves that these people, these Democrats, these socialists, these democratic socialist Marxist people, they just want your power and your money and to be in charge. And we may need to get into a predicament here, into a mindset where we're going to have to say, okay, we may have to do something different. Are we prepared for that eventuality? There's a difference between being prepared and wanting it. Being prepared just means you're prepared. But we got to get past the apathy, the complacency, and fight them on an even footing. Trump's doing it. If we joined him, if our representatives would join him, you can't imagine what we could accomplish. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The FBI released their annual Crime in the United States report earlier this week. The report aggregates crime data, including offender and victim information, from law enforcement agencies across the country. About 90% of law enforcement agencies participated. Coming from the FBI press release, we get this: after two consecutive years of increases, the estimated number of violent crimes in the nation decreased 0.2% in 2017 when compared to 2016 data, according to FBI figures released today. Property crimes dropped 3%, marking the 15th consecutive year the collective estimates for these offenses declined. The 2017 statistics show the estimated rate of violent crime was 382.9 offenses per 100,000. That's 20. That's huge. And the estimated rate of property crime was 2,362.2 per 100,000 inhabitants. The violent crime rate fell 0.9% when compared with the 2016 rate. The property crime rate declined 3.6%. There were 17,284 murders in 2017, a rate of 5.3 murders per 100,000. That represents a 1.85% decrease in the murder rate. There are some interesting points in the underlying data. The violent crime rate peaked in cities with populations between 500,000 and a million residents, and generally speaking, the violent crime rate decreased with the population. Murder rates adhere to a similar pattern. Chicago, as bad as it was, saw 112 fewer murders in 2017 than in 2016, which is most in two decades. Atlanta saw a 28% reduction in murder. Baltimore had the highest homicide rate in large U.S. cities, 56 homicides per 100,000 people. Chicago was fourth. St. Louis, with a smaller population than Baltimore, had a murder rate of 66 per 100,000 people.
The FBI received supplemental information concerning the type of weapon used for 15,129 homicides. Overall, the number of murders, aggravated assaults, and robberies committed with a firearm of any type decreased by 0.4%. The number of murders committed with a firearm declined 1.4% from 2016 to 2017. And this includes a 2.4% decrease in murders with a handgun. The number of murders involving a rifle of any kind increased 6.6% due to two attacks, Las Vegas and Sutherland Springs. Outside of those two attacks, the number of rifle murders decreased 15.9%. Number of people killed with their attackers' fists, hands, or feet increased 4%. There were 696 people killed in such a manner, more than 72% more than killed with a rifle of any kind, despite Sutherland and Las Vegas. The number of robberies decreased from 332,797 in 2016 to 319,000, 4% decrease. Number of robberies committed with a firearm decreased by 5.4%. Aggravated assaults overall increased by 3%, the same rate at which the number of aggravated assaults with a firearm increased. The number of such crimes committed with fists or feet increased by 1.9%, and those committed with a knife decreased 1.4%. And, of course, the key takeaways are that violent crime and murder and property crime are all down. And there will probably be more good news, likely on the way. A preliminary analysis of 2018 crime data from police departments in the 30 largest U.S. cities by the Brennan Center released last week projected the 2018 murder rate to be 7.6% lower than the 2017 rate. Now, why am I bringing this up? Well, because we're told, all the time that we have a gun epidemic issue. That's the problem. We have a gun epidemic issue. And that part of it is hard to get by. But having said that, the figures don't match up. And that's what we need. You know, when we're out there trying to win hearts and minds, that's one thing. But on the other hand, it's quite another thing to get out there and call it something that it is not. So this is something we need to go with. We need to make that presumption and go with that and understand that as we go forward, because they're going to continue to come at us with this. This is why Chris Murphy is pushing for gun control. This is why he's out there saying, well, we the NRA is pulling his, you know, calling the shots, and they're doing this and they're doing that. And we can either vote them out, or we can just, you know, and that's it. It's about gun control. It's not about safety, mind you. It's not about safety, because we're getting safer. We're getting safer. Violent crime is down. Do you know how much violent crime has to go down in order for it to go down by a factor of 20 per 100,000? I mean, that's big news. That's big news. And that's the issue. That's the issue for them. So, they're going to keep coming. They're going to keep pushing this. And we have to remember this part of all of this. We can't ever let it go. Because that is always going to be what they're coming up about. And that's where we simply cannot allow them to
push forward. None of that can be allowed. But they will. They will continue to push that forward. And we most certainly will have to keep fighting them. But knowing this, if this doesn't motivate some of us to pick up the phone and start going after them, then I don't know what's going to. Because what they're saying is a lie. And we should not sit back and allow that lie to be something that proliferates on a regular basis. But given all of that, just remember this. Apathy will be what that will be their ally. We can have all the Jeff Flakes we want. I mean, we've had the Jeff Flakes, we've had the John McCain's, we've had Ryan's, we've had all these guys that have stood in our way, and we've sat around and complained about them. But, you know, we have a moment here where things might change, and that's the problem. We don't seem to be embracing that moment. So that's what we got to go with. And there you have it. We'll be right back. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with 2 kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny 2-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.